I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. It seems to be the only thing people are talking about today.
We are tracking a breaking story out of the U.S. The New York Times has just published an anonymous opinion piece describing a, quote, resistance.
President Trump, we are told, erupting after learning about the shocking op-ed that Savannah just read in part. Volcanic is how
it is our belief that a lot of folks must be dreading going to work in the White House this morning, because yesterday the New York Times published.
And I'll answer your other question directly, because I know someone will say, gosh, she didn't answer the question. It's not mine.
That last voice, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, saying he didn't write it. That explosive opinion piece in the New York Times asserts a deep lack of trust in the president, and that senior administration officials have even explored options for having Trump removed from office for being unfit. We're going to look at the story today, starting with this question: how much attention is this making in other parts of the world?
Oh, quite a lot of attention.
Philippe Gély covers Washington and the U.S. for one of France's biggest newspapers, Le Figaro.
Even if you are following every day, like I do, based in Washington, D.C., what's going on in the White House and spend a lot of time there, every time you see that obviously a high-ranking official is saying such things about the president of the United States, you really realize once again that this is such an unusual presidency, such an unusual president. I'm not that young, and I've been traveling the world for 3 decades, and nothing prepared me to cover such a political phenomenon ever.
Yeah, I can just hear in your voice, like you're searching for the words to describe this moment right. In this op-ed. This anonymous column came out just after the Watergate journalist Bob Woodward published his latest book, Fear, which also makes some pretty damning claims about the inner workings of the White House under Trump. Are the French media also covering the fear story as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all this is quite stunning. I mean, when you read that high-level cabinet officials stealed official papers from the desk of the president to avoid him signing and getting rid of an international trade deal, when you hear those people say that they discard his orders when they think they are irrational, well, that's not every day, right?
How are people in France responding to these stories? Or is there just a lot of Trump fatigue right now?
There is some Trump fatigue, but still, judging from the number of comments in the stories posted online, I mean, the story about the anonymous op-ed was ranked first most of the day in Le Figaro's website.
Yeah, so what are people saying?
Well, I think most people are stunned and flabbergasted by this show. I mean, this show that comes from the White House and is a daily show. And, you know, it's a soap opera and it's turning into a Greek tragedy, I think.
Do you manage to write any articles for Le Figaro that aren't about Donald Trump?
That's a very good one. Very good question. I've been a correspondent here previously from 2003 to 2009 under Bush and covering the election of Obama. And I used to say that a correspondent in Washington, it's a three-third job. One-third is about American politics, the White House, the Congress, the Supreme Court. One-third is about diplomacy, because everybody comes here, every head of state. And one-third is about traveling and you know, human stories and society issues in the country. With Trump, it's at least 85% Trump.
Wow.
I mean, he sucks the oxygen. Even when you report on very concrete issues, immigration or the opioid crisis, there is always Trump in the background, at least, if not in the front.
Philippe Gély, chief U.S. correspondent for the French daily Le Figaro, speaking with us from Washington. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.